ask everyone to just be in this present moment. It is a new time. Just say, I ask all aspects of myself, all of my soul extensions, all of my ancestors, to be in this present moment now. To merge with me in this present moment through love. The energies of forgiveness. It's time now for you all to forgive yourselves. Send yourself your own wave of forgiveness. For everything that you feel that you have done, or should have done, or should not have done, to anyone, to yourself. And forgive everyone else that has hurt you in any way, or you feel that has. You do not need to see them all, know them all. We call upon the law of forgiveness to flow to all of these beings now. Just know that everything is forgiven. And just love yourselves. Centering once again in your hearts. So we give you another key. Perhaps the biggest key that we could give you. Forgiveness. Forgiveness brings you into the present. Brings those parts of ourselves that are stuck in the past, stuck in time, angry, judgmental, from our past experience, when we have been hurt, we have been betrayed, and so forth. Brings your consciousness fully into the present. For any aspect of ourselves that is not forgiven, Stuck in time, stuck in the past. And how can we be present? How can we embody our presence, our spirit, if there are parts of us stuck in the past? So your goal, once again, if you choose to accept this mission, is to once again be in the presence. But when you are in the present, you do not need to be concerned about anything in the past. Whether or not aspects of yourselves are experiencing healing or not. When you are in the present, everything in the past takes care of itself. We ask you all once again to feel your presence fully grounded in your body on planet Earth, anchored in Mother Earth, in the core of Mother Earth. And breathe once again, breathing in the unified field, breathing in your spirit, breathing in your full presence, breathing in your consciousness. Breathing into your heart. This is another key we give you, another very large key. Live. Breathe, function, speak, listen, feel from and with your heart. This is your dimensional doorway. This is your spiritual access doorway. This is your Merkaba activator doorway. This is the doorway to opening, balancing the divine masculine and the divine feminine, and to balancing the heart and mind. By bringing your consciousness into your heart, then your heart and your mind, the divine marriage is complete, and you can create powerfully with the wisdom of the masculine and the alchemical power of the divine feminine, the alchemical power of love. You are working with love and light. Light being a more masculine ray, the love being a more feminine ray. You are creating with love and light. From the love that is in your heart, you create what is perfect to be created now through inner alchemy, through love, through compassion, through divine imagination. And with the light, you send this light through the unified field into the world, and say, light, create this for me. And it has the power of love with it and behind it, the power of your spirit. Without the power of love, the light will not know exactly where to go, or it will be imbalanced. It will not be directed by love, it will be directed by the mind, by the ego. It will be directed by perceptions. And perceptions that are based in survival rather than thrival. I hope you got that word. It was thrival. I'm sure it's in the dictionary. It's called the thrival instinct. Gone now is the survival instinct. We are now connecting to the thrival instinct. It is now time to thrive. This is another reason why we are doing this teleclass, to connect our energies. For in divine synergy, our energies are combined. Our power is combined, which creates a very powerful synergy. The most powerful creations that you will all create upon this planet will be in synergy with others. You can feel the power when you get together and even just envision things together. I'm sure you all felt the power when we were envisioning together. For together we can create heaven on earth easily and gracefully. And together we can assist each other to create heaven in our individual lives. So I would like you all now to see and know, regardless of whether you know each other's names, where you're living on the planet, to know that and see and grant with your love a gift, magic if it were, a magical blessing to everyone. And we will use it in words so that everyone can say, and then we can send it out in our words. So I would just like you all to see, I give a magical blessing to everyone in this teleclass to easily and gracefully manifest everything that their heart desires, everything that they have come to planet Earth to accomplish. I give each and every one of you my support, my love, and my light unconditionally to help you create what your spirit desires, to manifest your destiny here upon planet Earth. I give you a gift of power, divine power, that is completely compassionate and considerate and loving. I give you, each and every one of you, a fairy blessing of magic. And I wish you all, every one of you, to know that You are awesome, magnificent. Beautiful, stupendous, superheroes, magical, divine beings, miraculous, creative masters. I give you my support. To embody this in your lives easily and gracefully with the power of my God presence, with the power and assistance of the Ascended Masters and Angels and the entire hierarchy. And everything that your heart desires is manifesting now. With the power of your God presence. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So saith I. With the full power of my beingness. And everyone just absorb this and feel this now. Feel the support from everyone. And just soak it up. Really soak it in. Really feel it. Feel the support. Feel the support of your spirits. Feel the support of everyone on this teleclass. Feel the support of the Ascended Masters and the Angels. Feel the support of Mother Earth. She is quite happy with our journey. Thank you, everyone, for joining us in this beautiful journey, feeling the support. I hope that you have all felt the beautiful support from all of your friends, on in bodies and not in bodies, or in light bodies. And I want you all to just ground these energies, all these vibrations. Pull them in, feel them. And I want you to breathe through your nose and out your mouth. Pulling in these energies and bringing them all the way down through your legs, through your feet. Into the earth through the breath breathing in through your nose and exhaling through your mouth, grounding these energies through your feet. This is the breath of integration. In through the nose, out through the mouth, grounding these energies through your legs, through your feet, and the earth. Breathing through the nose, out through the mouth, grounding these energies down. Continuing with the breath of integration. Into the nose and out through your mouth until you feel the energy of integration. You feel that these energies are grounded. Conscious breathing. Learning to breathe like the whales and dolphins. Take it for granted being surrounded by oxygen all the time. But if you lived in the water and only could breathe when your little breathing hole was at the surface, you would be much more consciously aware of your breath. The whales and dolphins know that consciousness follows breath. And we remind you of this key, to utilize this key in your life. This is why breath is so important in yoga. For consciousness follows breath. Spirit follows your consciousness. The more conscious you are, the more you're able to embody divine presence. And now in your conscious state, feel your presence still here in this normal, awake sort of state. Your presence hasn't gone anywhere. Still here. Feel it in your body. This is the purpose of meditation, to put yourself in a state of openness and awareness so that you can embody your presence, so that your presence can stay here all the time, not just be here when you're meditating. So, beloveds, now once again, centered in your hearts, aware and awake, everything around you still feeling presence. And we ask you to create reality in your day-to-day lives from the same vibration, the same energy. To be as conscious as you possibly can in everything you do. Your spirit is with you always. There is no hiding from spirit. So you might as well bring spirit into everything you're doing. And because there is no hiding from spirit, spirit sees all, knows all. you will do yourself a great service by bringing spirit in, just through the intent of it, into everything you're doing. Your spirit is never, never, ever judges you. Ever, 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 ever. Could not possibly. Impossible. Does not happen. Wipe this out of your brain. Spirit does not judge you. God does not judge you. No one in the higher dimensions, from the fifth dimension above, judges you for any reason whatsoever. No matter what dastardly nasty deed you think you've done or could do, has ever been judged by any being of light, and certainly has never been judged by your spirit. Know this, feel this, believe this now. Judgment closes the heart, so we must release our judgments of others. Closes our own hearts and the projections upon others, closes theirs, for they feel it, they accept it. Now we've got a little bit of time. If anybody's got any questions or anything, just unmute by pushing 6. And if you don't have any questions, then we can just enjoy the energy of us all. You guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. It's hard to know, especially when everybody's on mute. You know, I could drop off and not know it. Did everyone enjoy themselves?
We did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
My children also joined me. This is Premlata.
Hello, Premlata.
Thank you, Zakaira. That was really beautiful.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was deep. I enjoyed deep.
Good.
Yeah.
And I thank you too, Zakaira. I feel that my levels of consciousness have risen more in this session than in any other session I've ever had.
Wow, fabulous.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Would you write that down and send that to me so that I can put it on my website?
I will. I'll get somebody to test me, and he can test me and tell me how many points your levels of consciousness have raised.
Oh, cool. Well, you do that with kinesiology.
Yeah. He's up in the Gold Coast.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
he can do it energetically.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a fun experiment to do.
Thank you. I feel very blessed.
You're very welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Zakaira, thank you. This is Superman.
Super Marco.
Amen, brother. This is awesome. Nice rudging. Boy.
Yeah.
You know what I really liked was the light language.
Say that again?
I really like the light language that you sang.
Yep.
I mean, I'm so smart. I don't know. I mean, I consciously, as a human, don't know what it means, but I'm smiling like, hey, there's a little message from home.
It's the language that we do on the higher dimension.
Yes, it is.
Home. And it carries the frequencies of home. That's what
it does.
It's powerful.
And that's why I smiled. I know where it was from, but yeah. The message is from home. How do I explain it? I know where it's from, even though I don't understand it. How do you explain that? Found it outside. Somebody lost it. Maybe here, grocery outlet. I don't know.
You as a spirit knows it well.
Yes. It's just getting healed out of the way. Actually, it's integrating human, isn't it? We don't get rid of it, do we?
I'm sorry, what was that?
It's integrating the human. It's not getting rid of the human.
Yes.
Okay.
Integrating the human.
Yeah.
We're integrating spirit into human. Enlightening human. We're spending a whole lot more of our energy, really, integrating spirit into human. There is a common perception that humans typically are having a spiritual experience, that they're humans having a spiritual experience rather than the opposite.
Spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yeah.
You know, I recently told people, can you hear me okay? I recently told people, look, you never had an out-of-the-body experience because you've never been in the body.
Yeah.
The body is in you. I should be as far out of there. What? Body's in me? Yeah. Yeah.
Did everybody else have a good time?
Absolutely wonderful.
Good.
Peaceful.
So overwhelmed, cannot talk. Nothing comes to mind. Just want to be silent.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it.
Yeah. You know, that's probably the best compliment you ever get. No words.
Well, let's just all enjoy that energy. Enjoy that vibration. Enjoy each other.
Can I make a suggestion here?
Yeah, sure.
Could I suggest that each of us who feel connected to each other, and there are several people on the conference I've felt connected to, would love to communicate with, and perhaps you could publish on your email, your newsletter, some of the email addresses and where they're from.
Yeah, sure.
The lady down in Sydney I like to connect with, the one who's talking about the person in the Gold Coast. I'm in the Gold Coast myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can do. Lovely.
Hi, Judy. Where are you in the Blue Mountains?
Talk to you later.
Yeah, you're very welcome. See you, beloved.
Absolutely.
Zach or Randy, are you coming to Southern Cross or up to the Harmony Center?
Yeah, I have been pondering coming down to Sydney again and getting down to the Harmony Center. So, I've been focused on a lot of other things, but hopefully I'll get down there before I go over to the U.S.
Kim is opening her Sydney Harmony Centre on Tuesday night in Crow's Nest.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, very cool. I didn't know about that. I'll have to connect with her about that.
Okay.
So, yes, I'll keep you posted when I...
Sakaranda, I'd also like to connect with you. Whereabouts are you from here? We're on the Gold Coast.
I'm in Mullumbimby.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Which is just north of Byron.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I'd love to come down and see with you, because what we're doing is co-creating a new civilization, and that's I really resonated with that when that was being talked about. Love to share some things what we're doing, and maybe see how we can coordinate things, perhaps.
Yeah, wonderful. What's your website? It's World Harmony something?
Yes, it's worldharmony-aiden.com.
Okay.
It's worldharmony-aiden.com.
Whereabouts on the Gold Coast are you? Mount Tambourine?
We're just between the coast and Tambourine, yes. Coomera.
Okay, because we had the lady from Grail Haven talking at Southern Cross Light of Academy a few weeks ago.
Where's she from?
Mount Tambourine. They say they bottle special water up there.
Oh, good. Yes, wonderful water too.
Grail Haven.
Oh, great. Well, maybe we can communicate, can we?
Yes.
For anybody who does want to communicate, my email address is worldharmony@westnet.com.au. Worldharmony, one word, @westnet.com.au.
Thank you.
Fabulous, wonderful. Well, if everybody's happy to connect with each other, I'll... I don't know if everybody that sent me an email that they were going to be on is on. If everybody can just tell me again who's on, and then I'll connect you guys up. I've got Prim Loth on. I've got Trevor. Who else do I have on?
Golden Hawk.
Yes, like Golden Hawk. And who else?
And Marilyn in Sydney, the birthday girl.
Marilyn, the birthday girl. Excellent.
I go to Southern Cross Academy, and I go to Kim's place.
Hmm. Cool. Well, happy birthday, Marilyn.
Yes, happy
March,
birthday.
I think it's the best one I've ever had.
Oh, good.
Excellent.
This is the best present.
Excellent. Who else is online? We'll see. Marco was on.
I think a lot of them have dropped off now.
Yeah, a lot of them have dropped off. I know my buddy Susan was on earlier, but I'll send an email out that if you guys want to connect. I'm sure everybody will be happy with that. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining with me. That was good fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, very grateful, everyone.
What I'll do, is put this recording on a site. You can download it then, or anybody else can download it. I'll send you the link. It'll take me a while to edit. It's in three or four sections here, so I'm going to integrate it. What I might do is one with some very light background music through the meditation, and one without, and you can just make your choice.
That's very nice of you.
Thank you.
Cool.
And I'll figure out how to record the thing on the phone. Glad I had it figured out, but... All right, well, maybe I'll see you guys next week. Otherwise, I'll see you in the ethers.
Yeah.
All right, namaste.
Thank you.